With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. All eyes on Tropical Storm Barbara off the southwest coast of Mexico. No watches, no warnings just yet, but forecasters say the storm will likely become the first hurricane of the season. Hackers tied to the Chinese government have tried repeatedly to access the phones of prominent Americans. It's all part of Beijing's cyber espionage efforts. Smartphones and other devices present a significant national security and cyber security risk as foreign government hackers exploit mobile networks and apps to spy on people and, in many cases, steal secrets. President Trump has deployed National Guard troops to Los Angeles. Here's correspondent Andrew Stewart.
L.A. is where protests led to clashes between immigration authorities and demonstrators. Confrontations broke out again for a second day on Saturday. The White House says in a statement that President Trump was deploying the guardsmen to address the lawlessness that has been allowed to fester in California. But Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom has objected to the president's move.
And more trouble also today.
Federal immigration authorities arrested more than 40 people gathered outside a federal detention center demanding their release. Police used pepper spray and threw tear gas at protesters, trying to get them to disperse. ICE officers executed search warrants at several locations. I'm Donna Water.
Israeli government vowing to prevent an aid boat carrying Greta Thunberg and other activists from reaching the Gaza Strip. Defense minister says they would not allow anyone to break the naval blockade of the Palestinian territory, which said was aimed at preventing Hamas from bringing in weapons. This is SRN News. The party's sharply divided when it comes to gay marriage.
A new Gallup poll finds 68% of Americans support homosexual unions, but when you break the numbers down by party, it is a much different story. The survey reveals that 88% of Democrats approve of same-sex marriage versus just 41% of Republicans. In fact, after peaking at 55% a few years ago, GOP support for gay marriage has been moving steadily downward. The Supreme Court legalized homosexual unions 10 years ago. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
World Boxing says mandatory sex testing for all athletes is here. It's all part of a new policy on sex, age, and weight, which the governing body says will ensure the safety of all participants and deliver a competitive level playing field for both men and women. Fighters' national federations will be responsible for administering the test and providing the results to World Boxing. This is SRN News. Japanese company is halting a $1.6 billion BMW electronic vehicle battery factory in South Carolina.
South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster says the company is dealing with the potential loss of federal tax breaks for electric vehicle buyers and incentives for EV businesses, as well as tariff uncertainties under the Trump administration. Automotive Energy Supply Corporation announced the halt on construction Thursday, but didn't say why, and it's promising to restart the building eventually and hire 1,600 workers. The company says it's already invested $1 billion. I'm Donna Water.
Three-judge appeals court panel ruling against the Associated Press and its bid to restore full access to covering events involving President Trump. Two judges on the Court of Appeals agreed with Mr. Trump's contention that a president has the discretion to invite whomever he wants to cover the press conference. More details at srnnews.com.